Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Welcome to our show. Tonight, I have an amazing episode for you. I think I have finally found the ultimate streaming server that won't break the bank, that works flawlessly. Stay tuned. You're going to really like this episode.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. The Gadget Professor is now heard in 171 countries around the world. Pretty soon, we're going to go back to CES and do a live broadcast from there, and I've also been fortunately invited back to NAB for the third year in a row to do the a live broadcast of the Gadget Professor from the showroom floor in Vegas. To back up a little bit, it's been an extraordinary, insane week for me as most of you know, or if you don't know, I'll tell you now that I lost my beautiful wife, Carol, actually a week ago yesterday, Wednesday. I had actually done the Gadget Professor episode last 2 weeks ago, Wednesday in the morning, and she passed away at night. We'd be married 43 years next month, December 18th. So it's an enormous loss for me. I've known my wife since I was 4 years old. I started dating her when I was 14. And she died of lung cancer, and she was given, when we were first diagnosed, she was given 3 months, 4 months max to live, and in fact, she lived for 3.5 years, so we're very grateful for that, and I'm tremendously grateful to the people at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm very, very, very grateful for the people at the Mayo Clinic here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Without question, they preserved her life for many years. And I'll also tell you that the prayers from all over the world that we received for 3.5 years from people I don't know that were praying for Carol, and I'm not that religious per se, I'm certainly a spiritual person, but there's no question in my mind that the love of her family and friends kept her going for as long as humanly possible. So I want to thank everybody for their absolutely kind words, that the emails that I received, some letters actually from people, again, that watched the show, and I don't even know them. So I'm very grateful for the letters. Even if you just said, you know, sorry to hear for your loss, I and my whole family really, really appreciated it, and I thank you so much for that. But you know, it's time to move on. I'll never forget her, but it's been tough the last 3.5 years. If sometimes I've rambled on, which I usually ramble on anyway, I had a lot in my mind, and so did my son Mike, who helps me produce this show, and my daughter Alyssa. But again, thank you very much for all the emails. I really, really appreciate it, and it means a lot to me. Okay, so let's get into the show. I have a cool show for you today. I don't have a gadget per se, but I have a, let's call it a piece of gadget software that absolutely blew me away. I've been fooling around with this for about a month now, and can't find anything wrong with it, which is astonishing to me. So we'll take a look at that in a couple minutes, and let's get right into it. We are on episode 181, and you can email me any time of the morning, noon, or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I will try to answer all the email. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Of course, the easiest way to tune into The Gadget Professor is just go to our website, which is thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can just watch the show right there. You can actually go to the right-hand side. It says Important Pages, Newsletter. Click on that, put your email address in, and every Thursday evening, as soon as the new episode is up, you in your email box will get the show notes, which is basically a hot link to everything we talked about. All the URLs, all the YouTube videos, whatever we discussed during that show will all be hot linked in the show notes. I don't use the show notes or your email address. I don't sell it. I don't send you spam. I just send you the email about the show. Now, that email button at the newsletter button right now still does not work. They are working on trying to change that. As many as you know, the server's been changed over, and the actual format of the Gadget Professor page has changed, but hopefully that will be fixed by the time you're watching this show. So definitely tune into the show notes. Also, you can like us on Facebook. That would be facebook.com/gadgetprofessor. I guess now that I'm going to have some more time, which is tough to get used to, I will be doing more on the Facebook page. And, of course, we have the Rebel Mouse page. And essentially, I'm on Twitter all the time. You can follow me on Twitter anytime you want. That would be @gadgetprofessor. And then what happens is we take our Rebel Mouse page, that's rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor, and it takes everything that I tweet, every new gadget, every new invention, electronic or even not, here's a coffee pot, that comes out within the hour, I have it on my Rebel Mouse page. So this is a great page to use as a reference. And if you just want to see what's coming out, what's new, or you want to get a cool gift that no one else has or doesn't know about, the Rebel Mouse page is dynamic, which means it changes constantly as I tweet constantly. And that's will definitely keep you up to date, no question about that. So let's move on. And right now, we're going to talk about a little hacking news, and this is called You've Been Hacked. There's a YouTube video, which I will not run, but for the past 5 months, CBS4 out of Miami has been working with Hack Miami to reveal the side of hacking that people rarely have seen. They showed us for less than $200 how they could practically hack into any phone, okay, any smartphone that you have, any phone for that matter, any cell phone if you want to call it that, or any laptop. What was more alarming, though, is that you wouldn't be aware that they're actually hacking into it. To prove that, Florida International University agreed to do an experiment with Hack Miami at CBS4. We let the hackers work their magic on the campus, and the results were eye-opening. It may have you thinking if you really want to use Wi-Fi in a public place. I'm not going to spend a lot more time reading this, but I would hope that you would spend some time reading this, and it really gives you some insight as to how people can penetrate easily a public Wi-Fi network. And it talks, even at Starbucks, we decided to change the name of the Wi-Fi to one of the Starbucks users. It goes on and on, but it's a very interesting article. I would encourage you to read it. If for no other reason to put some fear in you so that when you're on a public Wi-Fi at the mall or at the airport or whatever, you think twice about what you're doing, or you use what's called a VPN network, which I'll talk about. I've actually spoken about VPN networks many, many times. Essentially what that is you actually log in from your Wi-Fi location into another computer, which could be at home or anywhere, and then you do your work on that, and that is not as easy to penetrate for sure. But definitely check this article out. Now, BrowserStack was hacked, and you're wondering, who's BrowserStack or what is it? You know, well, BrowserStack is essentially a website that you will test your website on to make sure that it's secure. After a hacker sent email to BrowserStack customers alleging the company had absolutely no firewalls in place, stored passwords in plain text, and other shoddy security practices, BrowserStack finally admitted that it was hacked. Yet the company claims the hacker only accessed a list of email addresses and promised to give customers analysis of what the hacker did at a later date. Essentially, as I mentioned, BrowserStack is a cross-browser testing tool that allows its 25,000 customers to test their websites on over 700 different web browsers across various desktop operating systems and mobile platforms. It claims to have some big guns like Microsoft, GitHub, eBay, Adobe, MIT, Visa, and Wikipedia as their customers. So essentially what this is, if I am in the business of designing websites, your website will appear slightly different over the Safari browser, over the Microsoft Explorer browser, over pretty much whatever, you know, Mozilla, whatever it is that you're using, Chrome. Each interface, each browser looks a little different. So you would use a service like BrowserStack to test the actual code to see if it looks right in each browser. And sometimes you have to move something to the left or to the right. And it also tests the security. It tests the links. It tests the entire integrity of the website And that was actually hacked. Not good. Not good. And speaking of not good, in a variety of ways, the United States Postal Service was the latest victim of hackers, and their internal network has been compromised. And now, how'd you like to be working for the United States Post Office and have your Social Security number and other personal information of its 800,000 employees? It's been compromised, including the Postmaster General himself. Neither customer information nor credit card data was stolen, so they say. The breach was first discovered in September, and the Chinese government-sponsored hackers are suspected to be responsible, officials told the Washington Post. The FBI is still investigating. Meanwhile, if you're a United States Postal employee, here are the following steps you need to take to see if your security and data has been breached. So, once again, hacking happens. Hacking happens. I might coin that phrase. Hacking happens, and it happens a couple times an hour, let's put it that way. So you got to be careful. All right, let's move on here. This one is going to actually, you're going to hear me tell you about it, and you're not going to believe it. Let me just make the basic premise, the basic statement, if you will, that everybody has their smartphone, and I don't care what kind of smartphone it is that you have, but I would say probably 90% of everybody who owns a smartphone has the flashlight app. I don't care what kind of app it is, it's a flashlight app. Any app that turns the light on from your camera, the flash, and you can use it to see the door lock or the menu or whatever it is you want to see in the dark, 99.999% of those actually have viruses on them and you don't even know it. Now, I know you don't believe me and you're wondering how can that possibly be. I'm going to run a video. It's on YouTube. I'm not making this up. I'll run a little bit of it. It will just give you a feeling for what you're dealing with. And the only way to get that off, even if you want to install it, the virus is still on your phone. So the only way to get rid of it, unfortunately, is to essentially reboot your phone and start from scratch. So I'll run this now, and there may be a little lip sync deterioration, if you will, because I'm transmitting this from my computer. It's going into our TriCaster, then it's being recorded and broadcast out. But I'll put this in the show notes, and let's take a little listen.
Really interesting story. Our guest here, Gary Malefsky, is with the company Snoop Wall. Gary, thanks for being here. It's an interesting and alarming story that you have about this study.
I think this is bigger than Ebola right now because 500 million people are infected and they don't know it. But it's not them, it's their smartphones.
So tell me the breakdown. How does this happen?
So let me give you an example. If you went to the hardware store, you'd buy a flashlight and you'd turn it on and you'd use it to find your car keys at night or to do some work. We've all installed a flashlight app on our phones.
This is the app that you put on and it just goes up. It's a flashlight.
Exactly. And instead of being a normal flashlight, when you hit the on button, this flashlight app is kind of like a real flashlight from the hardware store, except it was made by Mr. Gadget. And it opens up and it says, Brett, can I have your name, address, credit cards, bank account information, family photos, videos, where you're located right now, and all your friends and contacts, and can I send that out over this little satellite dish attached to the flashlight? You probably wouldn't buy that flashlight, and you wouldn't hit the on switch.
But that's what's happening?
That's what's happening. The top 10 flashlight apps today that you can download from the Google Play Store are all malware. They're malicious,
they're all malware.
They're spying, they're snooping, and they're stealing.
So where does
okay,
that
I'll stop
go?
That there because this goes on for about six minutes. I will have this in the show notes, but you heard the gentleman correct. The top 10 flashlight apps, the top 10, and those are the ones that are downloaded the most, all are infected with malware. They're snooping on you, they're stealing from you, they're spying on you, and if you don't want to watch the whole video, again, the only way to eradicate your phone from that malware is to basically reboot your phone and reinstall the software and reinstall all your apps and start all over again. Pretty scary stuff, and you can watch the entire video at your leisure, you can decide what you'd like to do. I'm just bringing you the info, folks. All right, let's have some fun. We need some fun. I need some fun. This is an app. It's called Pocket Booth. And I know a lot of you were not around in the 50s and 60s, and that's okay. But yours truly was. And when you used to go to the parks, I was basically born and raised in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And they used to have a park called Naog Park, which is actually still there. They used to have a zoo. As a side story, the zoo was kind of neat when I was growing up. They used to have an elephant called Tilly and a donkey called Joshua. And they were in the same cage space, if you will. And every time I would come up to Tilly, he'd put his trunk out, and I'd give him a peanut, and I think he remembered me. But I was a little kid then, so what do I know? In any event, unfortunately, the zoo was ranked, I think, one of the 10 worst kept zoos in the world, which is not good. And the zoo is no longer, to my knowledge, no longer at Naog Park. But Naog Park is still there. And they also had a bunch of rides, which I also believe are no longer there. And we used to love those rides. In any event, they had an arcade. And inside the arcade was this really cool merry-go-round. And next to the, on the peripheral of the walls, they had all these pinball machines. At the time, I was too little to even reach the controls for the pinball machines. These weren't digital back in those days. They had the big steel marbles. But in any event, they had a photo booth there, and it looked similar to the, well, the picture keeps rotating here, but they had a photo booth that you would go in, and I think it was 10 cents or 5 cents, I don't remember, but you can go in and have a lot of fun in the photo booth and make all kinds of crazy faces. Well, this is called Pocket Booth, and it's now available, actually, for 99 cents. It's on sale right now. It's available on the iPhone. It might be free on the Android, I'm not sure, but in any event, it's available on all platforms, and it's a lot of fun. And what it does is it will take all kinds of cool photographs of you, just like the old photo booths were. And it's really cool. It's a lot of fun, and I'm sure your kids would absolutely love this. I'm trying to load it up here. It's taking a little bit of time, so we'll just cancel that out, and we'll go back to the original page here. But this is a fun app, and for 99 cents, you can share the strips via email, Twitter, and Facebook. You can take the photos in color. You can make them black and white. You can make them sepia or even antique looking. It automatically saves single strips to the app, but can also export them to your camera roll. You can adjust the effects of the photo booth, the timings, the paper stock, and the pose, and it's a lot of fun. And here's a little promo video of it. Let's see if we can run it. This is a guy with the old-fashioned phone booth. It's kind of a hokey video, but basically, you can see a little bit of what it will do. It's a really cool app. Your kids will flip out. You'll like it. Everybody will like it. All right, so we'll close that down again. That will be in the show notes, but it's called Pocket Booth, and I think you'll like it. Moving right along here, I like the name of this. It's called Spam Gourmet. And what Spam Gourmet is, it gives you, if you give your email address to everyone, you're bound to receive spam. There's no question about it. And you won't know where the spam came from or how it got there. Wouldn't it be convenient to give a different email address to every business or website while getting the email, while getting all your email as before? Wouldn't it be easy? Sorry about that. Wouldn't it be easiest to assume that the address will be given to spammers and it will have a spam blocker that will shut the spam down by automatically blocking it unless you decide otherwise? Well, that's exactly what Spam Gourmet does. It gives you a false email address which will be forwarded to your email address, but anytime there's spam, it knows it and it will cut it out. Totally free. This is a no-brainer. It works real well. They have different methodologies that you can use to set up to receive one email from that website or whoever it is you want, or 10 or 20 or limit it. And then if you find out that you don't actually want it, it's not your email address. So when you unsubscribe, it's going to block it out, or you can shut down the account and go to a different username, actually email. So it's quite an interesting thing, and it's free. Check it out. If you get a lot of spam, this is the route to go, no question. Now, here's a device, here's an app called Printek, and this is a nice app. It's made by Printek. Print Echo software helps reduce wasteful printing by up to 24 cents, so it's going to up to 24%, not 24 cents. You can reduce the number of pages printed. Print Echo software employs a smart algorithm that allows you to optimize the content you are printing so it can fit on a small number of pages. It automatically reformats the documents. Optimizing means less time reformatting documents and less color clutter. It will track and give you quantify the savings that you have. So essentially what this will do is it will allow you to go onto a website and just basically put a square or a rectangle around what it is that you want to print out. It will also eliminate printing ads that are on the web page or any other clutter. So essentially you're only printing out what it is that you need, and you're able to optimize how many different articles or different things you want to print out on a single page or multiple pages. It's totally free, and it works really well. I do use it, and I like it an awful lot. Now here's an interesting app put out by a company called NerSoft, and they put out a lot of free apps, and it's not one of these beautifully designed websites, but their stuff works. It's more for geeky people, which I guess we are in a sense, but if you ever forgot your password and you just can't remember what it was, they make a series of absolutely free software apps. These are primarily used for Windows, and NerSoft provides free password recovery tools for a variety of Windows programs, including, Internet Explorer, Outlook Express, Microsoft Outlook, dial-up entries for Windows, Yahoo Messengers, MSN Messenger, and a lot more. So you just pick out what type of password you want to recover, if it's a Messenger password or email or Internet Explorer or protected storage devices, dial devices. There's all different network passwords. This has a software for pretty much every single password that you would have, including Chrome, including Open Passview, Web Browser Passview. It just goes on and on and on. Even your VPN, if you use one, this will recover all those passwords. This stuff is totally free, and it totally works. So it's a good, it's one of those apps that you might not need right now, but a month from now, you'll need it, and you'll write the Gadget Professor and say, what was that company that made those free apps to recover my email password? Well, it's called NerSoft, and if you hold on to the show notes from episode 181, you'll know how to get it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been waiting for. It's the gadget of the day, or the server of the day. As you know, one of my quests has always been for the last 3.5 years is to find a server, a device that you can use to create your own cloud safely, economically, and be able to stream your own media to wherever you are. And what I mean by stream is that if you have your smartphone, or you have your iPad, this is an iPad mini, whatever, that you'll be able to be in that airport, be out of town visiting grandma, or wherever you are, you'll be able to easily and efficiently log into your computer on your desktop or wherever it is you have your computer and stream a movie, stream the family video, stream whatever it is that you want without paying for it, and without going berserk that it stalls out and you can't connect and all that stuff. Well, as I said, I've been looking for 3.5 years. The server that I finally ended up with is I do a lot of, obviously, multimedia business. So I personally have what's called a Synology type of server, and it's very, very expensive. And I use the software called Plex. And that worked well. Then they started charging for that, and I stopped. So right now I use this software called DS Video, which is a part of the Synology team. And again, those servers start off probably at about $600 and go up to several thousand dollars. But the common man and woman does not need something that elaborate. So what I have come across is a company. This is called PlayOn.tv, PlayOn.tv. Well, what is PlayOn? Well, let me just read it to you because it's pretty simple. PlayOn is both a browser and media server for your Windows PC, which lets you magically stream your favorite shows, movies, and even your personal media from your PC to your television set, to your smartphone, or to your tablet. To display videos on your TV, PlayOn relies on a friend such as a game console like your Xbox 360, your PlayStation 3, your Wii U, or any other supported device like the Roku box. PlayOn is now also available in high def, so you can watch online movies in high def on your TV. and they have a demo here. And essentially, this is software that you pay for one time, and I'll get into that in a minute. And it will allow you to not only stream your local media that's on your PC, but it also gives you hundreds of channels that you actually can watch. So you're going to install this software, which takes about a minute, onto your PC, and then using the PlayOn Intuitive interface, you're just going to start the PlayOn media server on your PC and then just follow some very simple instructions, and now you can enjoy it. So PlayOn, get your favorite TV shows off your PC and onto your television set in your home, if you will, or remotely. Now, they also have a ton of channels, so you can virtually watch any web video on your TV or on your browser at any point in time that you so desire. Now, in terms of channels, like, what am I talking about? Well, it's similar to the Roku box, if you will, or to the Apple TV, where it's actually, I'm trying to show you the list of let's see here if we can get the...
Millions of players are building on Roblox. Tom built the Eiffel Tower.
No, that's not the video that we want. It also comes with a component called Play Later. And what Play Later is the app. They have a Play Later mobile, which is what the app is. It's a free app that you download on your Android, on your iPad, whatever it is that you want. It's a free app, and that will allow you to connect remotely and to either download the video that you want onto the device, which I don't want to do because I don't want to clutter my device. I only have so much memory in the iPad, right? There's only so much space on here. So I don't want to load that up with a bunch of movies when I'm traveling. But if I have Wi-Fi on the plane, I'm able to connect through my iPad or through my smartphone to the PC and stream the movie. They also have a plethora, if you will, Hulu, Netflix, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, HGTV, Fox News, CNN. There's probably 100 different channels that you can use, including Hulu, Hulu Plus, Netflix, HBO Go, Fox Comedy, Food Network, Amazon, Cartoon Network, PBS, Disney, Nix. The list goes on and on. I could be here 20 minutes just telling you all the channels that this will allow you to watch. Now, the other thing that it does, which is really cool, is this will allow you to pay a one-time fee of $49. And for the $49, you're going to get a lifetime subscription to play on. And that is astonishing. The other thing that it will give you is they have a commercial, what I call a commercial reject button. So PlayOn does a lot of things at a phenomenal price point. You can buy a lifetime subscription for $49. Now they have a chart here, and it not only lays out what you get for the $49, but it shows you all the other features. Now remember, this also has a DVR built into the software. So you'll get all the channels that you want to watch, you know, HBO or whatever it is, because it's included in the subscription. Not the subscription to HBO Go, but the ability to watch that. So what you can do is you can record, do it yourself, or whatever it is that you want to watch. You can set the DVR within the PlayOn software to record a particular show or number of shows at any time you want. You also have the ability on the app to play those shows back. So this does a lot of different things for you, including playing back your own local media. So if you look at here, if you look at the chart, which this will be on the show notes, it has another feature that is awesome. It's called Ad Skipper. And Ad Skipper will allow you to do exactly that. It will automatically skip the ads on any TV program that you have recorded. How cool is that? Now you get this all for $49, play on lifetime. Pay a one-time fee and use play on as long as you'd like. No recurring charges ever. It's a phenomenal deal. You also get a 30-day trial or your money back. So if you're looking for a server that not only will allow you to stream your local media, your local movies, whatever it is, and you want to be able to take advantage of streaming Amazon and Hulu Plus and on and on and on, for $49, you don't have to buy any hardware. You don't have to worry about any type of configuration and being locked into someone's brand. And plus the fact that this works on the Roku box, Apple TV, pretty much every box there is there, Xbox. It works in conjunction with that, and it's a standalone player with through a free app that you can download on any platform. So I have used this for about a month now. I have not had one problem. And the other thing that I'll say is when I first started using it, I had a bunch of questions. And being the lazy guy that I am, I just emailed their tech support. And I must tell you, the emails were answered within 10 minutes. And I've asked them about maybe six or seven different questions. Even this morning before I went on air, I had a question. I emailed them to them. I was packing up, and I heard beep, and I checked my email. They answered it in 5 minutes. They gave me a web page where I can go to actually hook up a different type of player that I had. Here's the answer. Here's the support team. And they actually went right to the instruction that I needed. They sent me the page that I needed to look at to hook up something, and unbelievable tech support. So I highly recommend PlayOn. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I've enjoyed bringing it to you, and I look forward to seeing each and every one of you next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.